I don't love nobody. Nobody loves me. I don't love nobody. Nobody loves me. So if you're gonna eat your breakfast, baby, I'll learn to sleep with me.
Inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, I'm Kyle Kellums. This is Ozarks at Large. With me to my left is Mike Shirky. Mike, how are you?
I'm fine, Kyle.
And you have, what do we call the trio here?
We would be called the Block Street Pickers.
The Block Street Pickers. Introduce your friends to us.
That's Emily Cates here on the electric bass, and Scott Newby playing the sixth string over there.
Howdy.
Hi, Scott. Emily. Well, Mike, usually when I see you walk into KUAF, you have a couple of shopping bags full of CDs. No CDs with you this time, but you did come in. You did not come in empty-handed. You have a guitar on your lap.
Yeah.
I'm not sure everyone who's listened to the Pick and Post for the past
31 years
knows that you can play the guitar.
That's probably true, because I haven't played the guitar much on the I have played a couple times on fundraisers, but not very often. Thanks to Scott, he's taught me a lot on the guitar here, just to break up our monotony.
You know, if I may interject here, you know, Mike's known as a dulcimer player primarily,
yeah,
but he's heck of a guitar picker.
Well, I want to hear some more music from the Block Street Pickers, but first, Mike, this year you were awarded the Governor's Art Folk Life Award. Did I get all those words in the right?
Something that's pretty close. From the Arkansas Arts Council.
Right.
The Governor's Folk Life Award for 2011. That's what.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Primarily for everything you've done for music. There's been, of course, the Pick and Post, which has been on the air on KUF for 31 years.
Yeah.
Block Street concerts have been going on for...
Since 1990.
So that's 21 years.
21 years.
But there's still, at its core, it's an intimate house concert.
That is correct, yeah.
I want to talk a little bit more about house concerts later. First, you grew up in Stuttgart.
Yes, I did.
Did you hear music for your entire life?
Yeah, I did, yeah. My grandmother played piano, and my mother played piano and organ in church. So there was music around then. But listening to a lot of folk music, I really didn't. My grandfather also played, so there was music around.
So you started the Pick and Post in 1980? Is that right?
Yeah, it's 81.
81.
This is the 31st year, yeah. So
you started in 1981. How did that begin?
Well, it actually began with substituting for the 10-Watt Wonder, a folk show, and the fella couldn't do it anymore. And so I had been taking some radio classes, actually. And so I started that, and I would... spend hours up there in that closet listening to LPs.
And we should point out that you're not exaggerating.
I know.
It was a closet.
It was
that
a closet.
Had two turntables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's because I didn't know a whole lot of, I couldn't do a 4-hour show. And so that's where I started listening to a lot. And I would spend hours listening to up there. And then, trying to queue up LPs for 4 hours. That was a long time. Learned a lot.
Could we hear something else from the Block Street Pickers?
Oh, sure. I'll get the dulcimer out.
Okay. Now, as Scott mentioned, most of us think of you with a musical instrument as a dulcimer.
That is true, yeah, because I've played dulcimer around. Scott and I used to play in schools quite a bit. Mm-hmm. We don't do that as much anymore. And, I started playing dulcimer about oh, 78, somewhere in there. And
as an adult?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't play as younger. And then I heard a dulcimer record, and then eventually I got to meet almost everybody on that album. Mm-hmm. And I took lessons from Bonnie Carroll over in Mountain View, and Neil Hellman, too. He would come over there, and those are great dulcimer players. And that's how I learned. And then, actually, I learned a lot more just over the years playing with Scott, because he's not a very good dulcimer player, but he can sure tell me what to play.
I could never do what Mike does.
Mike, didn't you actually make
and
that
I made
particular
this dulcimer?
Dulcimer?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this one is... And I've added some frets to it so I can play in different, I'll play a little bit different keys. You know, traditionally a dulcimer doesn't have all the frets. And
you want to try that waltz?
Let's play something fast.
Okay.
Let's play Arkansas Traveler. You want to do that?
Yeah, sure.
If we can get through this. Here we go.
Upon a time in Arkansas, an old man sat at a little cabin door, and he fiddled that he tuned and he liked to hear a jolly old tune that he played by ear. It was raining hard, but the fiddler didn't care. Sawed away at the popular air, though the rooftop leaked like a waterfall. Didn't seem to bother the old man at all.
Block Street Pickers inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. This kind of is a question for all of you, because you've all been paid money to do something with music, whether it was, you know, introduce people or promote a concert or perform. But I get the feeling, as with many musicians, but with the three of you, what you really like to do is this. I mean, you know, play
Kyle,
with like-minded musicians.
Kyle, are you saying you're not going to pay us?
Wait a minute. Where's that cut? I got to call my agent.
No, I know.
No, this is lots of fun. It's true. It's a lot of fun.
Yep.
Well, I know a lot of times when Mike has a concert, afterwards, if he can convince the performers to hang around and jam a little bit, and Scott's usually there, sometimes a few other folks are there, and sometimes I think that's the whole reason he does the concert, just to sit around afterwards and pick some songs.
Yeah, it's a bonus.
Wait, let me ask you about, if someone hasn't been to a house concert, I think a lot of people have heard the term, but if you haven't been to a house concert, what you get there, I mean, I can be as close as I am to
That's
you,
correct.
To someone who's
yeah.
a world-class songwriter, yeah. musician, and yeah. it's a different experience, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's been pretty incredible, that house. And my situation is a little different in that a lot of house concerts are literally people moving furniture, trying to cram in, mm-hmm. you know, and I just have a big open room, so it's in a stage and lights and a sound system, so it's more like a little performance hall.
But some house concerts are completely acoustic, but Mike's, even though he does have really just a small sound system, he doesn't have to turn it up much because the acoustics in the room are so good, and it sounds just a little bit louder than if you were playing completely acoustically. I mean, it still has that real acoustic sound to it. So,
yeah.
You know, I remember I did a story.
That's correct.
The day,
I
think,
that,
the first, before the first one you had,
yeah.
and you were kind of getting ready. And you were confident this would work.
I was.
You seemed confident. But it still took a leap of faith to kind of do the house concerts, right?
Yeah.
But what finally nudged you to
go
ahead?
Well, I tell you what happened is trying to control the cost, one thing. You know, I was just losing money trying to rent places. And also, I had bands that nobody heard of.
The people who had heard of them would be sure to go, but you couldn't
true.
Get the people who hadn't heard of
them. That's right. And so anyway, that just... It just evolved, and it was easier, to schedule.
Now, you've been on the main stage at Winfield.
Yeah.
How did that come
20
about?
20 years.
Yeah.
Oh, they were looking for a substitute, and...
I see a theme here.
Yeah.
You know, this is a show, and yeah.
And it turned out they just never told me to go away. So, so I went from substitute to a regular MC 1 year.
Well, how about another tune?
Let's play the Gardenia Waltz. You want to try that?
Yeah.
This is Johnny Gimble wrote this song. This is kind of tricky on the dulcimer and. Like that one right there. Do over.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay.